We're at the Mitchett Centre in Mitchett, oddly enough. And I'm with Lee Willock, who's the manager of the Mitchett Centre. And we're at the Mitchett Beer Festival, where Lee asked me to pour the first pint of the festival, which is a big honour, although I'm not a drinker. So I'm not quite sure why you asked me to do it, Lee, but it's an honour nonetheless. Now, you've got some incredible ales here. Now, I used to be a drinker. I used to love ale.
Yep.
You've got some local ales here as well. I notice you've got Ascot Ales and also the Hop... Hogsback Brewery over there. So you have some other ales here as well, and ciders.
Yeah, what we've done this year, last year we did 25 ales last year, and they were all local. This year we've gone nationwide, so we've done 20 from all around the country.
Right.
And we've got 10 which are local as well, so we're still keeping with some of the locals, and we've also got 8 ciders for the cider drinkers.
Right, and are you an ale drinker yourself?
I was until I actually started doing this last year.
Right, so which one's your favourite?
Actually, I've bought one in from, it's called Tiger, which I drink when I go up to Stoke-on-Trent to visit relatives.
Yeah.
They have in the football club there, which is like gold going down.
Is it really? I mean, I've got to say, when I used to drink the Hop Garden Gold from the Hogsback Brewery, which I don't think you've got hop... you haven't got the Hop
We
Garden
have, and
Gold.
We put... we. The likes of that we have on our main bar area.
Oh, do you? You sell that anyway here in the main bar?
We have two ales on every week.
Right.
And we always change them around. So
right.
And they're the local ales as
well. I mean, that Hop Garden Gold, it's like angels dancing on your tongue. I mean, it is just incredible.
It
incredible
is.
Stuff. And from a local brewery as well, which is an added bonus. Now, how much is it to get into the beer festival?
It's £5 to get in for a day.
Yeah.
If you want us to come in for 2 days, it's £7. But you can come in, you can go home. So
yeah, you got a pass to come in and out.
Yeah, you can come in and out whenever you want
to. And children are welcome here as well.
Children are welcome. The old centres are open for everybody.
Right.
So they, even if they don't drink cider or drink ale, they can go and sit in the bar area. They can listen to the bands. We've got two bands on today and two bands on tomorrow.
Have you really? Right, so what time are the bands on?
The band, first band starts at 3:15.
Right.
And they'll be till 5 o'clock. Second band's on from 8 o'clock.
I'm going to try and come back tonight for the 8 o'clock. I've got a family event today, but I'm going to try and come back tonight for the band. That'll be great.
Well, it's Joe Jammer tonight. He used to be roadie for Led Zeppelin. He's played with Lenny Kravitz. He's
right.
been with some of the top artists around the world. He's an American chap, and he really lives the stage.
Oh, right, so he rocks. He's going to rock it out tonight, then.
Yeah,
he
interacts with everybody.
Oh, fantastic. Well, listen, I hope the event goes really well. I know it was very successful last year, so hopefully it'll be just as successful, if not more successful, this year. And, if residents get behind the Mitchett Centre here, come down and have a pint.
And thank you for coming down, Paul.
Thank you.